It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Hey, Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs, we are live at the Xfinity Center, College Park, Maryland, home of the University of Maryland. And tonight, or this afternoon, actually, it still seems like night in here, but it's this afternoon. WFMD is going to bring you live coverage of Thomas Johnson High School against Milford Mill in the boys' state semifinal in 3A. And I tell you, the tension is high, the excitement is here. Coach John Manley, in his 10th season at Thomas Johnson, has gotten this team to a 23-3 record, a spectacular season, and they're going to try to make it to the state championship game by winning this afternoon.
What a great job by Coach Manley. What he's done, working extremely hard, and these kids doing the same as well. But to finally have a Thomas Johnson team back down here for a state semifinal, it's been 16 years, so this is really exciting. For the community of Thomas Johnson, the parents, everybody involved with Thomas Johnson basketball over the years, this is a real nice way and a great season so far, and hopefully it'll continue after tonight.
Five school buses filled with Thomas Johnson students are either here or on their way.
And they're here over to our left, Pete, so you'll hear them.
Right in back of us, you'll hear them. I don't see too many supporters from Milford Mill. Milford Mill, of course, from the city of Baltimore, and longtime rival of Thomas Johnson teams and other 3A teams in Frederick County. Milford Mill is well known to sports fans of Frederick County, and they have a dynamite team over here. Just looking at the size, I think size is going to be a big factor, Steve, just
yes.
Looking at the team in their green uniforms off to our right.
Without question, I think probably the number one thing Pete will see is the adjustment both teams have to make to this playing on this court in this arena is very, very unusual and totally out of their comfort zone, so to speak, that they're used to playing during the season. So we'll probably see some scoring, not, you know, missed shots and whatnot, but until they get adjusted to the background. But height, certainly on the side of the Milford Mill Millers, their starting five is 6'4", 5'10", 6'5", 6'2", and 6'7".
Do you have to keep saying that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's going to be something that TJ will have to contend with. But certainly Thomas Johnson has 6'5", and 6'6", and 6'2", themselves in that starting lineup with Braxton Foreman, Bennett Commander, and J.R. Poe. And then coming off the bench, maybe Bajan Bahari at 6'4", and then Antoine Wright at 6'4". So those two may be playing a role today because of that height that the Milford Mill has.
All right, we will take a break here to get our break in here, and then we'll be coming back for the opening tip. Thomas Johnson against Milford Mill. This is the state boys semifinal, the winner to play in the championship game for the state of Maryland at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Of course, we'll have that for you if Thomas Johnson can pull off the win here. And there's a lot of confidence on the Thomas Johnson side, but this is a very, very athletic and tall and big Milford Mill team. But it's going to be exciting. So hang on here. We'll take a break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball. Maryland Terrapins Basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live at the Xfinity Center at College Park. Thomas Johnson and Milford Mill going at it in just a few minutes. They'll be underway for the 3A state semifinal. The winner will play either Stephen Decatur or Baltimore Poly at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And their game will follow ours at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to be up in Towson, we hope, at 8 o'clock for the Frederick girls as they'll be playing in their semifinal game in 3A. It should be a great game up there, taking on C.M. Wright out of Bel Air in that game.
TJ coming out in the starting five has probably started the majority of the season, Pete. Richard Grievous, Zay Brooks, J.R. Poe, Bennett Commander, and Beck Braxton Foreman.
Foreman, of course, averaging 14 points a game. Bennett Commander, 7.2 points a game. J.R. Poe at 14 points and 10 rebounds a game. And Rick Rivas, 12.6 points a game. Zay Brooks, the 6'2" junior at 2.8 assists a game. And I'll tell you, this is a huge Milford Mill team. That's all I can say. These guys are giants.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of them over 6'2".
The starting lineup will be Hugo Ubasi, a 6'4" senior, averaging 15 points a game. Ahmed Milton, a 5'10" senior, averaging 5 points a game and 7 assists. Eric Turner, a 6'5" senior, averaging 10 points a game, 6 rebounds and 3 assists a game. Jordan Goodwin, a 6'2" senior, averaging 19.4 points a game and 2.0 assists. And Darius Woods, a 6'7" junior. And that's a big team, but Johnson's going to have to contend with a lot of pressure on Braxton Foreman and Bennett Commander, the big men for Thomas Johnson.
Oh, so
number 3, Ahmed Milton.
So Simmons is starting, Pete. Jeremiah Simmons.
6'4" senior.
And Milton.
Hugo.
Oh, Jeremiah, I see him. Number 2. He'll be wearing number 2.
Obasi is.
At the second forward, a 6'5" senior. Number 24.
Coaches.
Jawan Smith.
Ryan Smith is the coach in his fourth year at Milford Mill, Milford Mill Academy in the city of Baltimore.
So we got Woods, Smith, Milton, Obasi, and Simmons, the starting five for Milford Mill. Not who we thought, Pete.
No, a little change there. Always a few curves. Nothing's ever going to go smooth at these tournaments. A lot of excitement. A big coaching staff, too, for Milford Mill being introduced.
Four assistants.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. And there's Smith in his fourth season. They're 65-29 with him at the helm.
21-2 this season. They have not lost. We were told they had not lost a game since January 13th. There was some question about that. Here's our national anthem now from the Xfinity Center at College Park.
We have with us from Thomas Johnson High School, a senior, Miss Angela Shepka.
Thomas Johnson student will do the honors here of the national anthem.
Angie Shepko, senior.
Angie Shepko?
Yep.
Job.
Yes, indeed. She's quite a talent, Pete. Runs in the family, too. Older sister sings as well.
Is that right?
A beautiful voice.
Senior at Thomas Johnson singing the national anthem to get us underway. And that starts the whole tournament here for the boys. The girls, of course, playing up at Towson. We'll be up there later to do the Frederick game.
If there's any people who can get the traffic to help us out, we'll be greatly appreciated.
Well, if anybody's got a helicopter, that would be great.
Oh, that would be even better.
All right, boy. I'm intimidated just looking at the size of some of these guys here. on this Milford Mill team. They are big. 55, Darius Woods is just huge. Looks like he should be in the NFL.
Well, he's a looks like a tackle, yeah.
Ooh,
he's not
man.
Only 6'7", but he's got some size, weight to him as well.
And you got normal size, Doc.
Yeah.
Milton at 5'10".
Where did he come from?
Looks like a midget at the normal size of 5'10".
I don't know if he's 5'10", though, Pete. That may be stretching a little bit.
Braxton Foreman gets the honor of jumping center against Woods.
They're going what to our left, I guess, Pete. Left to right.
Yeah, TJ going from our right to left.
Right to left, sorry.
Right to left, and in their Patriots uniforms, Woods jumping against Foreman to start it off here in this state semifinal 3A. And the tip is won by Woods, and the ball is controlled by Milton. Achman Milton, the 5'10 senior, bringing that ball up. He's the quarterback of this team. He'll be going against Rivas. Rick Rivas, the spark plug for TJ. As they pass that ball over on the left side now, working that ball around, it goes to Jeremiah Simmons in the corner. Now back over to Milton. Milton being guarded closely by Rivas. And there goes Simmons. Simmons trying to find an opening. Can't find anything. They get it up the top of the key to Milton. Milton going over the right side. Drives to the basket. He passes off. It passes up. It's no good. The rebound is taken and controlling the board right away is TJ.
Commander on the rebound, Pete.
Commander got it to Woods. Now it goes to Foreman. Foreman over the right side, and Rivas brings that ball out again. He'll be guarded by Milton. Those two will be going at each other. They get it over to Poe. J.R. Poe gets the ball into Zaybrooks. Zaybrooks with a nice pass to Rivas.
And got a foul.
Two shots on the line for Rivas.
Excellent pass that time, and good job by Rivas to protect the ball, keep his body between him and the defender, and force him to go over top of him, the foul.
TJ does not seem intimidated at all. They've got those. They like to see that rebound, get that first rebound off the boards over there at the off the missed shot of Milton. And Rivas with two shots on the line now for TJ. 5'9 junior, the spark plug of this team. What a marvelous player he is. He makes the free throw. It's 1-0 TJ.
That's always a plus when you can get out and score first, Pete.
Rivas with his second shot here. And it is no good. A rebound is taken down quickly by Ubasi, who got way up in the air. Milton gets the ball over to Woods as they work that ball up to Simmons.
A little pressure trap here.
Simmons gets the ball over to Milton. There's a three-point shot, and it is no good. And the rebound is taken by TJ. Here comes Woods.
Brooks.
He's
fouled. He'll go to the line.
Fouled on the way as Brooks beating everybody to that rebound with some great hustle.
He'll get Simmons be called for the foul for Milford Mill. That's their second now.
All right, at the line here for two shots now. Zaybrooks, the 6'2" junior, averaging 2.8 assists a game at the guard position. Brooks' shot is up and all net for Brooks.
Zay does a great job of doing those little things, Pete. He's able to dash and get to the bucket, and he can dish it too as well.
2-0 TJ. 6:54 to go first quarter. Second shot now by Brooks is up and in. It's all net again. Free throw shooting marvelously. A 3-for-4 and a 3-0 lead for TJ with 6:50 to go.
A little bit of pressure here. Here's a trap.
Rivas in the backcourt causing almost had to throw the ball away. Woods gets it to Milton. Milton loses the ball.
TJ ball.
It's a TJ ball. They're just having trouble handling the ball. They're the ones that are nervous.
Great hands by Bennett Commander there to tap that out, and then went off of Milford Mill.
J.R. Poe, 3-0 lead for TJ, and they have the ball. 6:42 to go first quarter.
Both teams in a man-to-man.
Zaybrooks signaling for the play now. Simmons will come out. Nice screen set for him by Commander. Over to Poe on the left wing. J.R. Poe going towards the basket. Turnaround jumper by Poe. Oh, in and out. Got the inside of that rim. Couldn't quite hang there. And coming away with the ball is Milton. Milton on the fast break. He can fly and he falls down. Loses the ball. It'll eat TJ ball.
Yep. He lost his footing on his own.
He fell down. And
he cut back real sharp to the left and lost his balance. And ball went out of bounds. But the young man can move. He's very quick.
Foreman will put the ball in play to Rivas.
Here we got some pressure here in the backcourt.
Okay, Poe will come back to help out, trying to get it over the timeline. Fires to a wide-open Brooks. Brooks to Rivas. Rivas passing to Foreman. Foreman driving to the basket. Foreman with a 10-footer is good!
Outstanding stop and pop there by Braxton Foreman.
And it's 5-0 TJ. Who would have expected this? Woods.
Brock.
Woods has the ball blocked.
By Zay Brooks.
Brooks go way up there and blocks it. They throw the ball away.
That's
it'll
a
go
shame.
Right back to Milford Mill. But a block. Zay Brooks on the big man, the big fella.
And he tossed it out to get it out to Rivas and We went looking, went out of bounds.
Darius Woods looking around and says, hey, where did that guy come from? Here's Milton now. Milton driving towards the basket, and he passed it. He can't get the shot off. He's guarded closely by Commander. Shot from the corner. That's no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Milford Mill. They got that rebound, that loose ball that time. It was chased down by Goodwin, Jordan Goodwin. Now it goes to Milton. Milton gives that ball off. Shot from the top of the key. That won't go. The rebound by Commander. Got way up in the air to get that one.
Eric Turner in now for them. For the Milford Mill, also Goodwin.
So Rivas and TJ showing no nerves at all out there. J.R. Poe back over to Rivas. Rivas driving along the baseline. Uses his elbow. No call there. Gets to Poe. Poe outside the arc on the left wing. Now to Foreman on the left
wing. Nice pass.
And to Poe. Oh, the pass went astray, but it may have been touched. No, it wasn't touched.
I think it might have been a little too hard. Those things will happen. Nerves a little bit here at the beginning, but Milford Mill got in there. Eric Turner and Jordan Goodwin in. 6'5 and 6'2.
Now they don't lose much in height there. Obasi also stays in there. He's only at 6'4. Woods comes out to help out. Oh, a three-point shot by Obasi. He's averaging 15 points a game, and he nails the three and makes it 5-3 now. Two-point lead for TJ. With the ball is Zay Brooks. Brooks driving towards the basket.
And
that'll be another foul.
He traveled.
Oh, he traveled. So they give the ball up at some costly turnovers here by could have extended that lead.
That's two in a row now. Pass out of bounds and then that one.
They had the ball with a 5-0 lead a couple times and couldn't extend that. 4:46 to go first quarter. It's 5-3 TJ.
But we're right here. What a view to have, Pete.
Yeah, Eric Turner helping bring the ball in for the Millers of Milford Mill. Milton gives off to Obasi. You got to watch him. He's the big scorer. Obasi. Turner goes right in and just lays it in. Eric Turner to make it 5-5. The score is tied. With it is Zay Brooks. Brooks brings it up along the right side. TJ was ahead 5-0. Now it's 5-5. Passes along the side to Foreman. Foreman gets to the top of the key. Foreman takes the shot from the key. It's good! A three-point shot to make it 8-5. As Braxton Foreman nailing the three. Stopping Zubasi. Looked like he wanted to take it. Decides not
There's
to. Milton
Turner.
Gets it to Turner. Turner off the hands of Rivas.
That's a tough play there. Richard didn't see it coming.
No. Kidd just didn't react quick enough. It went off his hand. And the ball will go to Milford Mill under their own basket. They trail 8-5. Three-point shot by Foreman just a moment ago. Boy, if he's hot, that's a big thing.
Yes, indeed.
Milton now has the ball, trying to work the ball along the side. Driving to the basket, putting it up, and in is Zubasi.
Nice pass by Turner.
It's 8-7, the lead down to 1. Here comes Rivas now with a left-handed dribble up over the timeline on the right wing. He'll be guarded by Milton. Milton almost takes a swipe at it. Rivas driving right to the basket.
Foul.
Draws the foul. Rivas driving the foul.
I think it's 4 to shot, so it'll be out of bounds.
Foul on the floor. No shot here. Unless they say he was in the motion. Let's see.
Oh, they're saying it.
Well, let's see.
One official saying, that's what I thought. He was pointing out of bounds.
Yeah.
So they say the foul was before the shot.
Will not be a shooting foul, but TJ will get the ball.
And that's, three team fouls now on Milford Mill.
They work that ball into Rivas. Rivas way over in the right corner. Comes back out now. Man-to-man defense by the Milford Mill Millers. Comes to Brooks. Brooks going to drive to the basket. Throws it up. A wild shot. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Going to be taken by Milford Mill. And they get it up very quickly now. Driving to the basket. Oh, and
nice
blocked by Braxton Foreman. He blocked the ball. And Commander picks it up. Picked up. Oh, and they blow the easy basket and underneath. It'll be TJ Ball. Oh, man.
Great
Tremendous
defense.
Action.
Great defense by Milford Mill. Got the steal, but they couldn't get the putback.
What a block by Commander. Yeah. Way up in the air. He's got a block now. And Rivas will bring the ball up. It's 8-7. A one-point lead for TJ. 3:08 to go, first quarter. It's been a wild first quarter. Rivas to Commander. Commander holding that ball high over his head. Goes on the right wing, being triple team. Gets it over to Rivas. Rivas top of the key over to Poe. J.R. Poe with a three. Yes!
Oh, air ball.
I thought it
looked like
right
it was going
through.
To go
yeah.
there.
It just didn't quite make it.
Air ball there. That's there again. There's
tough break.
There's where you've seen shots going one either short or long. That's, again, the adjustment they have to make on this floor.
Ahmed Milton brings that ball up over the timeline. Gets it over to Obasi. Obasi is a very prolific scorer. Driving the basket, drawing the Turner. Foul is Eric Turner, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
Well, he's quick off that first step.
Good player, averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists a game.
6'5", and he's all of 6'5".
Oh, man. Eric Turner can put his team ahead. They trail 8-7. TJ with the one-point lead. Let's see what Turner does. Turner's shot is up and good. He tied the game at 8. And he's got 3 points on the night. Eric Turner, the 6'5" senior for Milford Mill. Also in the game, of course, Jordan Goodwin. He's another good one. And a shot is up and good. It's now a 9-8 lead. 2 for 2.
Pressure here in the backcourt by Milford Mill. Got it down quick to Rivas.
Rivas will hold it on the left wing. Try to work that ball out. They switch off on defense. Picking him up now is Goodwin. Goodwin will be in Rivas's face. They're going to stay with the man-to-man over to Commander on the right side. Flipping the ball underneath to Brooke. Oh, he was going to move to the basket. Lost the ball out of bounds, but they say it is TJ Ball with 14 seconds on the shot clock.
JR was open. That's who he was trying to get the bounce pass to, and they got a hand on it and knocked that out of bounds.
They've been getting guys open underneath. They just have to get it to them. Rivas now outside that arc over on the right side, gets it to the lane. It goes to Commander, moves to the basket, puts it up. Oh, it bounces around. It goes out. The rebound is taken down by the big fella Woods. Darius Woods stands like a tree and gets that rebound as they work that ball up. Shot a 3 now from the outside. That won't go. Rebound Woods. By Woods. Woods puts it up. That won't go. Rebound is up and finally goes in by Milton.
Nope. He snuck in there and got that bounce off the rim and made it work.
Ahmed Milton, and now the biggest lead of the game so far. Braxton Foreman with a 3. That won't go. Almost fouled on the play. And Milford Mill gets the rebound. Ahmed Milton on the fast break comes up. Now he holds the ball. Slows up. Let his teammates catch up. Eric Turner with the ball. Deep in the corner. It's a 3. That won't go. 3-point shooting. Woods gets the rebound. Woods the rebound for Milford Mill. They get another chance. Another 35 seconds. As they pass that ball around to Eric Turner. Turner drives to the basket. Puts up a wild shot. Won't go. But the rebound again controlled by Milford Mill. Beginning to control the boards. Milton drives to the basket, puts it up, won't go. Rebound by Brooks. Zay Brooks gets up for the rebound, and TJ has the ball down by 3. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. TJ down by 3.
Great hustle, and Zay Brooks worked hard for stolen.
Oh, a steal by Milton. He's got very quick hands. Ahmed Milton goes 2-on-1, and they score with the 2-on-1. Eric Turner again.
He's made a statement here when he came in the game there, Pete.
13-8, 5-point lead now for Milford Mill. Top of the key, it goes to Rivas. No look pass is stolen in the lane by Goodwin. Jordan Goodwin to Milton. Back to Goodwin, and he misses the shot. They missed a lot of easy shots. Coming the other way is Braxton Foreman. As again, TJ gets that rebound to Commander. Commander deep in the corner to Rivas for a 3. Yes!
They needed that one, Pete. They needed that because they really had several turnovers.
A steal, almost a steal by Rivas in the backcourt. As TJ refusing to give up here, and it's 13-11. A 2-point lead for Milford Mill, and they have the basketball.
They're going to spread out, take this last shot.
Jordan Goodwin, as that clock goes down now, just 6 seconds. Goodwin towards the basket. Oh, he flips it away.
Oh.
One-handed jam by Darius Woods.
Wow, what a put. They had it all set up.
Oh, what Goodwin, a way to end the quarter.
Goodwin went to the bucket, and they collapsed on him, and he dished it off to Woods. Woods was coming down the baseline, and it was there, and he took advantage of it.
One-handed jam with the exclamation point, 15-11, Milford Mill after one quarter. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Basketball on 930 WFMD.
www.nightmaregraphics.com.
Can you put the commercial up a little higher?
Secondary School Athletic Association wishes to thank Nightmare Graphics for their top-notch support as they have been the apparel choice of the Maryland State High School Championships since 1983.
You hear anything? All right, we are starting the second quarter, 15-11, a 4-point lead for Milford Mill. But TJ has looked good in spots, but they've been careless with the ball. They've got the ball going from our right to our left to start out the second quarter. 15-11, TJ trails in the state boys semifinal in 3A. Oh, nice cut by Poe. J.R. Poe, they can't get it to go. And the rebound is taken now by Woods. Darius Woods, the big man. And they throw the ball away. Oh, no, yeah. It's going to be
Zay Brooks's
oh, man. I thought that was going to be a turnover for TJ, but now Milford Mill will retain possession. With it is Milton as he gets it over to Simmons. He gets it back over now to Turner. Driving to the basket as they work that ball around. Three-point shot is good. Oh, a nice three-point shot.
Ubazi.
Oh, that's Ubazi again, and he's got 8 points, and it is now an 18-11 game. Biggest lead of the game at seven for Milford Mill. Here's Brooks. Brooks has the ball stolen, taken right out of his hands, and a great play by Turner.
Good hustle by Revis.
They get it back. Revis gets it back and gets it to Commander, and he gets it to Brooks. Brooks travels. He travels, trying to do too much there, and traveled.
TJ Kidd's starting to get a little unnerved here, and great pressure here by this Milford Mill team.
Timeout pretty soon here, I think.
If they score here, I would think maybe Coach Manley will call a timeout.
And Milford Mill gets the ball into Milton. As Eric Turner throws that ball in. Turner holding that ball over his head as they work the ball around outside. Milton now, a little spark plug. Gets the ball on the side. A shot from the corner. That won't go. Rebound goes out of the hands of Ubazi.
Yeah, JR had knocked it out. They both went up for it.
And it's going to be Milford Mill ball under their own basket with, looks like, a full 35-second clock. 6:53 to go second quarter. 18-11. Milford Mill with a 7-point lead. Shot from the side by Milton is no good. Rebound, Braxton Foreman. Foreman coming up the other way. Foreman, like a runaway freight train, gets the foul.
Yep.
Going coast to coast. And he will get two shots at the line. Braxton Foreman, he's got 5 points tonight already. The winner of this game will play either Pauley, a Baltimore Pauley, or Stephen Decatur on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Foreman's shot is up and good.
Here comes Brett Coughlin in for Granite Commander.
He's a senior.
And it's like Sean Giles coming in for Zay Brooks.
So Sean Giles into the game also.
And for Milford Mill, looks like number 12, Kevin Ufwa.
6'5" senior. He's big too.
Oof.
Here's Foreman. 18-12 as Foreman made that first free throw. Second one is also good. Nothing but net for Braxton Foreman as he has 7 points already tonight. 18-13 now, a 5-point lead for Milford Mill as they bring that ball up against pressure from TJ. Jordan Goodwin gets it over and looks like they lost the ball.
I thought it went off Obazi's foot, but it didn't.
It was touched by TJ in there, and it's still Milford Mill ball with 25 seconds on the shot clock, 6:34 left in the second quarter. Oh, a steal on the inbounds play by Revis. Revis with a 2-on-1. He's got numbers. He passes underneath, and it's up, and tip is up and good.
J.R. Poe.
That was Poe with the tip. And now it is an 18-15 game. With it is Revis now. Revis being guarded by Milton. Revis is going to drive down the line. Decides to pass off. Going to go right down the lane there. Here he drives down the lane again. Gets that ball out to Poe. Oh, the ball bounced around the rim and didn't go in. And the rebound is taken down by
Turner.
Goodwin. Oh, it was Turner? Okay.
Yeah, it was Turner. Eric Turner. Well, he's been a presence today.
Milton gets it over to Turner. Turner, just with a no-look pass, gets the ball in the corner now. And there's going to be a foul called on TJ.
I think that was on
Concepcion, I think.
Or Coughlin.
Oh, Coughlin, rather.
That was just Jermaine Goodwin. JR gets a little rest. Bennett, Commander, back in for JR Poe.
21-17, still the score.
Bennett, Commander.
And this will be a foul on the floor.
Oh, again, stolen.
Stolen. The ball stolen right in the middle of the floor. And TJ will bring the ball up.
That's two times they've stole the inbounds pass, Pete.
Bennett Commander along the baseline.
Oh, called a charge on Bennett Commander.
Oh, man. So, once again, TJ forces the turnover, but unable to take advantage of it. Foreman coming back in now as Coughlin goes out for TJ.
That's a tough play there, Bennett.
Sean Giles got that big steal for TJ.
Yep.
Set them up, but they couldn't get the Couldn't get the basket.
In teams like this, you got to take advantage of those situations, Pete.
Goodwin brings it up to Turner. Eric Turner being double-teamed in the corner. They get the ball out of the corner. Jermaine Goodwin, the shot around the rim and out. Rebound is taken away by TJ.
Antoine Wright.
Antoine Wright got his big hands in there and grabbed that ball. Big rebound by Wright. Here comes Rivas. Rivas against the whole team. It's tipped out of his hand, but the loose ball picked up by Foreman. As they go in the corner to Rivas for a three, he got it.
Wow, what a shot by Richard Rivas in the corner.
7 points for Rivas. And now it's 21-20. The lead down to one again. And Bill for Bill knows they're in a battle here, I'll tell you. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. With the ball is Milton, Ahmed Milton. Milton throwing that ball along the side over towards Eric Turner. Now to Goodwin. Goodwin has it outside the arc. They'll have to hurry here. 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Milton.
Ahmed Milton puts up a wild shot. Won't go. Commander, the rebound. And TJ can take the lead.
Foreman.
Foreman will bring the ball up with that left-handed dribble. And he tries to use a screen from Commander. Foreman with a three. He got it.
Oh, my.
He got it. He's gone nuts. Coach, the timeout called.
Timeout by Coach Manley. Wow,
that was 21, a two-point lead for TJ.
That was like a three or four steps beyond. That was behind the college three-point line.
And Foreman now, 12 points on the afternoon, 23-21. And TJ has come back. They trail by seven, and they have come back to take the lead.
It was
18-11.
So they've gone on a 12-2 run. 12-3 run.
3:52 left in the second quarter.
That's very, we were talking, Pete. That's a key for TJ. If Braxton Foreman can hit those threes, that's got to pull somebody out, and that takes one of the big guys away from underneath the boards.
All right, and TJ with their 2-point lead now. The ball, of course, will be in the hands of Milford Mill.
I tell you, one guy here from Milford Mill has been impressive. Is this Eric Turner?
Oh, he's a great player.
And Obasi. With the shooting ability he has.
And, of course, the quarterback of the team, Ahmed Milton, who brings the ball up for the Millers. He's being guarded over there. Sean Giles in his face. And he gets right by Giles. Oh.
Jermaine Goodwin, but he was fouled.
Okay.
Might be on Antoine Wright.
Yeah, he did not. The basket won't count. Still 23-21.
I think it's Sean Giles on the foul.
And it'll be five team fouls, so we're not in the penalty yet, so Milford Mill will put the ball in play. They do so to Turner. Turner driving to the basket. He's fouled away and two shots at the line.
Not be on Commander. That's going to be number two or three on him.
Commander or Wright, Antoine Wright.
Yep.
Oh, it is Commander.
Second, okay. Now each team has five team fouls.
So at the line is Eric Turner, and he's 2 for 2 at the line, and he's 6 points already this afternoon, and Turner with two shots here. 23-21, he can tie the game, and the shot is up and good. He gets one more.
J.R. Poe and Bennett with two fouls, so got to sit down. Need to do that.
All right, second shot here for Turner. He has been perfect at the free throw line so far this afternoon. The shot is up, and it is no good on that one. Now he falls down.
They caught a foul here. So.
Well, they're going to get Antoine Wright.
Yeah, Antoine Wright with the push. Oh, my. Boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah, guy just missed the free throw, too. And now that is six team fouls, so they're close to the bonus, but not in it. So Milford Mill will just take the ball out of bounds and throw it in, trailing 23-22. TJ with that one-point lead. Some back and forth all afternoon. Ahmed Milton from the corner. That won't go. The rebound is taken down by Giles. Second big, he had big steal and now a big rebound since he's come off the bench. Rivas loses control of the ball to Poe. Poe along the baseline, gets his own rebound, puts it up and gets fouled. What battling by J.R. Poe.
That's what he does best, Pete. He gets in there and he will battle and tip and grab and shoot and do whatever he has to do.
Well, he did it right there against practically the entire Milford Mill team. 23-22 and a two-shot foul here. For J.R. Poe, just a wonderful player, and nails it to make it 24-22. Poe now with 3 points on the afternoon.
Big boys back in.
Yeah, Wes Darius Woods.
He's got to be 6'7", 250 at least, Pete.
And here's Poe. He's an NFL player as far as I'm concerned. Shot is up and it is around the rim and out, but he gets his own rebound. Poe puts it up. He missed it. Oh, the tip is good.
By Giles.
I think Giles got that.
Yep.
You're right.
Great job by Sean Giles there.
Oh, has Sean Giles been a spark since coming off the bench? A steal, a big rebound, and now a two-point shot. The shot is no good. Woods gets the rebound. Darius Woods, and there's going to be a foul called, and he'll get two at the line. Boy, he's a big presence in there. 257.
That was on Sean Giles. I think that's two on Sean.
26-22, yep. The score.
That's seven now, so it'll be a bonus from here on out.
TJ is battling. Woods can bring this team within two. The shot is up, and it is good as he shoots free throws pretty smoothly there. 3 points for the big fella. And it's 26-23.
This is Jalen Parker. He's only 6'6 coming in for Milford Mill.
They are all big. Is there any? Wow. Well, just Milton is the only one that's normal size.
Well, their whole roster is only one, got one under 6 foot.
And Woods with two. 4 points for Woods now. And it's 26-24. The lead at two for TJ, and they have the ball. Here comes Zay Brooks. Brooks over to Braxton Foreman. Foreman gets the ball in the corner now to Giles. Giles, who's played so well this afternoon. Give that ball to Poe. J.R. Poe being double-teamed. Gets it back to Rivas at the top of the key. Rivas looks underneath. Rivas drives along the lane. Puts it up. Oh, he threw the foul. Two shots for Rivas.
Well, Richard's kicking himself. You know he should have had that and make it a three-point play, but he goes to the foul line.
He'll take the two.
Yep.
He's got 7 points this afternoon. He's one for two at the line. He'll get two shots here.
So both teams now in the bonus here in the last 2:38, Pete. But Richard gets two because of being fouled in the act of shooting.
Oh, and around the rim and out. Got to get those free throws.
Obasi back in.
Gets a team like this.
Obasi's in, and Milton sits down, gets a breather.
Jordan Goodwin staying in right in front of us here. Also, Ugo Obasi, of course, the 6'4" senior. Shot is, he missed both of them. That's tough.
That's tough.
You just can't do that. Woods with the rebound. And actually, it's Obasi got the rebound. And Obasi gets got the steal again
almost.
By Giles. Giles nearly stole that ball. They get it to Woods at the top of the key. Lazy passes here by Milford Mill. Shot by Obasi.
Wow.
What a three-pointer by Obasi.
That was at the right English on it. That went around the rim, hit the backboard, and came back in.
Yeah, Obasi with 11 points now. Foreman with it. And the score is 27-26 Milford Mill as these teams go back and forth. We have 2:07 to go, second quarter. Rivas with a spin move, going down the lane, loses control of the ball, and it'll go over to Milford Mill, I believe.
Jermaine Goodwin got his hand in there and knocked it out, but Richard had a shot to get two there on that layup.
And you're right, Goodwin did get the hand on it, so it will be TJ Ball under their own basket. And they fire the ball into Rivas. Rivas with a three. That's too short.
Follow.
Gets his own rebound, puts it up. He missed the rebound. Oh, but a rebound by Poe, and Poe gets fouled.
Boy, I tell you what.
J.R. Poe.
You've seen these kids today on both teams missing shots they probably normally make right close into the basket. But here's J.R. Poe again.
Rivas just shaking his head. He can't believe it. Poe
two.
With two shots here. J.R. Poe, first shot is up, and it is around the rim and went in the cylinder and pops out.
Turner back in for Milford Mill.
27-26, Milford Mill. One more shot here for J.R. Poe. Parker stays in there for Milford Mill. Shot is up and good. He got that. Finally got that shot to go.
So now we got a tie ball game with less than two to go. Boy, almost stolen again by Richard.
Eric Turner, boy, they're going off those lazy passes. Driving to the basket now, putting it up is Goodwin. That won't go. Rebound fought for. Rivas gets it. Oh, he loses the ball. He picks it up and gets it right back.
Zay Brooks gets it. Look up this hill. There's
Giles. Giles alone drives in. Oh, the ball was blocked
in the cylinder.
Backboard.
Wow.
What a play by Woods.
Oh, my. I'm sorry, sir. That wasn't correct. That was in the cylinder. Yep. That should have been goaltending.
Should have been, but we don't get the call here. 27-27.
Wow.
We're still tied. And Milford.
They're saying the ball was on its way up. Oof. I don't know about that one, Pete.
Nope. All right, it'll be Goodwin now. Jermaine Goodwin with the ball for Milford Mill. Jermaine Goodwin to Woods. Woods. He missed the stuff. The shot is up. No good on the rebound, but a foul on Parker. Parker got the big offensive rebound, put it up, and he got fouled. So Parker will be at the line.
We've been TJ's been lucky. They've missed some those putbacks. A lot of putbacks have been missed today.
Jalen Parker now with two shots. Shot is up and missed. He misses the first. He'll get another.
Bennett Commander in. Sean Giles will get a...
Giles
played a great job.
Tough off the bench. What a performance by Sean Giles. Everybody up to give shake his hand and pat his back. Well, he did a great job off the bench.
Yes, he did.
At the line is Parker now. Parker for two. He missed the first. He'll get the second. The shot is up, and he got that second. So it's now 28-27, Milford Mill by one. Here comes Rivas over that timeline. We've got 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Rivas shouting out instructions. Rivas to Braxton Foreman. Foreman holding the ball, holding his dribble, gets the ball back to Rivas almost at the timeline. Rivas driving towards the basket. Turnaround jumper. Oh, an air ball.
I don't think he had that back. He wouldn't have taken that shot, Pete. Yeah. Kind of forced it a little bit there.
Yep. He'll play into his game, though. He's still working hard. 54.3 seconds left in the second quarter. It'll again be Milford Mill ball. And the Millers will take it down. It'll go to Goodwin. Goodwin will put the ball in play, the 6'4" sophomore for Milford Mill. Eric Turner, just an outstanding athlete back there for Milford Mill. He gets the ball. He's the one that jumped over us and almost took our heads off a little while ago. Jordan Goodwin also staying in the game.
Eric.
And Jordan Goodwin has the ball now.
Yep.
They may be working here.
Both Goodwins, but they're spelled different.
Taking that time off the clock. The ball goes to Goodwin. Goodwin driving to the basket. A scoop shot is up and in.
Wow, nice body control there by Jermaine Goodwin.
Oh, just a beautiful move. 30-27, a three-point lead for Milford Mill. Braxton Foreman has the ball with 21 seconds.
Will it be the last shot here for the half?
30-27, three-point lead for Milford Mill. Braxton Foreman moving to the basket. Foreman almost threw the ball away. It's saved along the baseline
by Commander.
And the ball is turned over with 9.5 seconds to go.
Right over here in front of our student section. They don't think he did.
Nope. Couple of tough calls here towards the end going against TJ. Bringing that ball up is Parker. Parker, ball stolen by Poe. He three-hit more time. He didn't know how much time he had.
He had more time. He didn't have to rush that.
He just threw a wild shot up with 1 second left now, but they hit five when he got the steal.
Yep.
So they could have worked for an easier shot. Those things happen.
Yep, he got excited there. He had more time than he thought.
30-27, and it'll be Milford Mill ball, but they have to go the length of the court here with 1 second left. And I don't know what the coach is mad about. He's been ahead the last three calls. What's he mad about?
Yeah.
But he's mad about something, the Milford Mill coach. But anyway, our score at halftime in a wild one here at the Xfinity Center. It is Milford Mill 30 and Thomas Johnson 27. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Bob Dacey is our producer at our WFMD studios this afternoon for this state semifinal. The boys in the state of Maryland, it's Thomas Johnson against Milford Mill. Right now, Milford Mill with the edge, 30-27, but it could very easily be TJ, as TJ has in many cases outplayed this Milford Mill team, but they've had trouble with the turnovers and missing what would ordinarily be easy shots for them after they made great plays to get the ball. Just uncharacterization here of the some of the shots that have been missed.
Well, one thing that kind of slowed TJ down was the fact that they were only getting one shot, because that height and jumping ability of Milford Mill was causing it one shot and one shot only. And then if you're not making them, again, we've gone over this, Pete, you struggle a little bit offensively if you can't get that second, maybe even a third. Milford Mill during that stretch was able to get that second and third opportunity off the backboard. So, but everything settled down and the TJ came back and made some shots. And Braxton Foreman hitting those threes. Richard Rivas hitting a couple threes. And they came at the right time. When they needed a bucket, they got it.
All right, let's go over the scoring unofficially. Braxton Foreman with 12 points in that first half. And as Steve was just telling you there, he had a couple of threes in there. 7 points for Rick Rivas. But if Richard was over here right now talking to us, I'm sure he'd be talking about was those missed layups.
Yep, he sure would.
And tip-ins that he should have, and he characteristically always makes. But it's different when you're playing a team of the caliber of Milford Mill. 4 points for J.R. Poe, 2 points for Zay Brooks, 2 points for Sean Giles. I just got to say something about Giles. Coming in off the bench cold like that, he made a big steal, got a huge rebound, and then made a big basket. I mean, what more would you ask for a spark off the bench than Sean Giles?
But he's provided that all year long for him, Pete. And then certainly today is a day that they really need these kids coming off the bench to contribute, and he's certainly done his job here in the first half.
No question. Let's look at the team coached by Ryan Smith. That's the Milford Mill. Millers came in here with a 21-2 record this afternoon, and taking on TJ in the state semifinal in 3A, boys 3A. Hugo Ubasi, you got to be impressed with the 6'4" senior. He's got 11 points already today. Ahmed Melton, the quarterback of the team, got 2 points. 1 point for Jalen Parker. 7 points for Eric Turner, the 6'5" senior, who looks like he might be the best player on the team, the best pure basketball player, Eric Turner. He's got 7 points already. 2 points for Jermaine Goodwin. Jordan Goodwin has 3 points. And 4 points for the big fella, the 6'7" junior, Darius Woods, who has one emphatic dunk this afternoon that just about shook the building.
Indeed it did. And those people who are listening to the Ligonier Milford Mill football playoff game certainly will recognize the name Ubasi, Hugo Ubasi for Milford Mill, because he's quite the athlete. He's 6'4", about 220, and he's going to UVA on a full ride football scholarship. So that kind of tells you a little something about Mr. Ubasi.
And the talent of this Milford Mill team and the size of this Milford Mill team. Steve's been going over it. I'll just go down the heights here. 6'4", 6'2", 5'10". That's Ahmed Milton, the quarterback. 6'6" for Parker. 6'5" for Turner. 6'4" for Jermaine Goodwin. 6'5" for Kevin Ufa. 6'2" for Jordan Goodwin. 6'3" for Devon Bumpers. 6'3" for Irving Tay. 6'3" for Octavius Strong. 6'5" for Jawan Smith. And Sean Collade at 6'7", and Darius Woods at 6'7", and that'll take your breath away. We'll take another break here. Our score is Milford Mill 30, Thomas Johnson 27. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WF.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Hey, Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs are live at Xfinity Center here as we start the third quarter. The score 30-27. Milford Mill with a three-point lead, and Milford Mill will get the ball to start the third quarter, going from our right to our left. It'll be Ahmed Milton bringing that ball over the timeline. He gets it in to the big fella, Woods, Darius Woods, driving to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound is going to be taken away by TJ.
J.R. Poe in the rebound.
Poe with doing great work on the boards. Here comes Revis. Revis very quickly up. There's Brooks with a three. Ooh. Oh, it's an air ball, and it was off of TJ, I believe. Oh, no, they're going to say.
No.
They're going to say Milford Mill?
Oh, I understand there saying, well, I didn't touch it because I looked like TJ went off JR's hand.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, JR will put it in play. He flips it up to Revis. Revis looked like he wanted to take a three there from the top of the key. Thinks better of it. Gets it over to Poe. Poe to Bennett Commander. Commander at the top of the key. Takes up the 15-footer. That's another air ball. Two air balls by TJ, but they get the rebound back. Revis with it now. In the corner it goes to Poe. JR Poe in the left corner. He works the ball underneath to Commander. Commander
with
a turnaround. Trying to get that turnaround jumper, and he walked.
He went to fake left and come back to right on the pivot, and he moved it.
Turner will put that ball in play to Milton. Here comes Milford Mill. There with the ball, bringing that ball up from our right to our left. Goodwin headed Jordan Goodwin. They work it along the side, and Commander knocks it out of bounds in front of Woods. A nice play.
Yes, indeed. They double-teamed Ubasi on that. That trapped him over there in the corner. Almost got a turnover.
Ubasi will put the ball in play in front of his own bench. Milton is standing out there almost at the timeline. 27 seconds on the shot clock, nearly a full shot clock there. Ball comes over to Ubasi. Ubasi, the real good shooter, to Goodwin, to Turner. Turner backs in against, now he puts a fall away jumper up. It goes in.
Boy,
nice roll there.
I didn't
think that was going to make it.
Nope, I didn't either.
Eric Turner makes the two, and it's now a 5-point lead for Milford Mill, 32-27. Braxton Foreman with the ball to Brooks. Zay Brooks falls down. Ball is picked up, though, by Revis and taps it over to Foreman for the three.
He got that three back here where it says Gary Williams Court, Pete.
15 points on the afternoon for Braxton Foreman, 32-30. The lead down to two.
My word.
Goodwin. Goodwin to Ubasi. Ubasi back to Goodwin now. Goodwin holding the ball. Rivas giving him a lot of pressure. Ubasi drives towards the basket. Can't get it. There's Eric Turner in the corner. Oh, he buries a three.
That's how you answer. Answer to Pete.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
12 points for Eric Turner, nailing the three from the corner to answer. Foreman, top of the key. Braxton Foreman with the dribble, holds the dribble. Gets the ball to Rivas. Rivas even further out. Good man-to-man defense here by Milford Mill. Rivas in the corner to Brooks. Baseline drive.
They got a blocking foul.
A foul is going to be on Milford Mill.
Jordan Goodwin.
And that would be Jordan, yeah. He's standing there with his hands on his hips. He knows he's the guilty party.
He said so right away.
Okay. And they get the ball into Rivas. Rivas at the top of the key. Full shot clock. To the basket is Poe.
Wow.
He puts it up and in.
Nice job by J.R. Poe to gather that ball in and then put the shot up.
35-32 as T.J. hangs tough to Goodwin. Goodwin back over to Milton.
Ooh, that was almost back court.
Rivas nearly got the steal there. Drive to the basket by Ubasi. Puts it up and in. Wow. A reverse layup by Ubasi, and it goes in.
Quick first step he got around Foreman, and that was all she wrote.
He is just very, very fast. 37-32, a five-point lead. Shot by Foreman is up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound is taken by Ubasi.
That was a ill-advised shot there, Pete.
Ubasi to Milton. Milton in the corner to Turner. Turner's favorite spot. Walk. I think he traveled, yeah.
Yep, he got a little extra step there.
Yeah, he decided to go to the basket instead of taking the three, and he traveled. TJ Fant's trying to get into it here. Their team down by five. Still very much in this thing. Boys 3A state semifinal. Here at the Xfinity Center in College Park. Bounce pass goes to Poe. Poe backing in. J.R. Poe with the turnaround jumper. It won't go. The rebound is taken down by Woods. The big fella in there. Just cleans house.
He's a wide body in there.
Turner with a three. Oh, he got another
Jeez
one.
Jeez Louise.
Eric Turner. Unbelievable. 9, 12, 15 points for Turner.
I thought that was Goodwin. Is that Jordan Goodwin on that?
I thought it was Turner that nailed it. The five. It was number five. Foreman at the top of the key. Foreman drives down. Foreman takes the 10-footer. It's good by Foreman. He comes right back.
They need more. Need that.
Braxton Foreman. Goodwin will bring the ball up. Jordan Goodwin gets it over to Milton. Back to Goodwin. In the corner it goes to Turner. Turner likes the corner. Corner. He gets the ball out to Milton.
Ubasi.
There's Ubasi. Oh, the shot won't go. The rebound is taken out by Brooks. Just cleans house off the board. Zay Brooks over to Rivas. Rivas flying towards the basket. Oh, he missed the shot. And the rebound is taken out by Goodwin. Fast break to Milton. Milton puts it up. Oh, he can't get the shot off, but the rebound is put up and in by Turner.
Zay's hurt. Zay Brooks is hurt. He's down on the floor at the other end, so we'll have a timeout here.
All right, it is a 42-34 lead. 8 points by Milford Mill. Some furious action here and some great shooting by Eric Turner.
He may have hit his head on the floor. I'm not sure, but he's being tended to by
Ubasi with
Preston Anderson, the trainer.
Ubasi with 13 points and Eric Turner with 9, 12, 15, 17 points for Eric Turner. But I'll tell you, Foreman isn't far behind. In fact, he has 17 himself.
Looks like shaking his head there, dazed a little bit.
Hope he'll be all right.
Yep.
He walks off under his own power. Zay Brooks.
TJ Trainer is there along with the trainer from ATI, which is the people that come to the state tournaments and provide trainers for the state tournament competitions, basketball, whatever.
Giles back into the game. Sean has done nothing but good things when he's been in there. And
TJ needs a stop. It needs a bucket here, Pete. They're starting to get
4:03 left in the third quarter.
3-point leads now 8
this team
for Milford.
This team can score fast. Foreman going against Turner. Foreman gets by Turner, but loses control of the ball, picks it up. I think he stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, that was out of control there.
Yeah.
He's got to get rid of the ball. Can't be trying to go to the bucket all the time. They collapsed quickly on him, and they can't have those turnovers. Now they can extend it to 10 points here or more.
Yes. I'm afraid your math is correct. There's 3:50 to go in the third quarter.
Looks like they're going to a zone here, Pete, for TJ with Foreman out front.
Foreman comes out to chase as he's chasing the two guards. They'll work the ball into the corner. Obasi with the three. Oh, that won't go. The rebound, though, by Brooks. Puts it up and in. Oh, that's...
J.R. Poe got the foul.
Obasi. Obasi gets the basket.
Wow.
And the
nice
rebound was by Woods.
Nice look by Woods to find Obasi coming down the lane.
Yeah, Woods is just a very good player. Has good instincts. The big man.
Yep. He's in.
As Obasi can get the and one now. He's got 15 points, can add to it, and does.
So we've gone from 3 to 11.
45 to 34. TJ's got to hang tough here. 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Still a long way to go. J.R. Poe holds that ball outside, fires the ball, almost gets away from
Giles.
And now it goes to Rivas. Giles was it. Giles almost lost the ball, but Rivas picks it up. Rivas at the top of the key now. Rivas go right down the lane. Rivas in traffic.
And they call a foul on Big Boy.
Woods. Woods is going to get the foul. He can't believe it.
Yeah, he just...
Two shots for Rivas.
He just put his hands on top, but I guess he got part of the body.
Rivas with a brave man going in among those big people, but he did. He drew the foul. He got two shots here, but he missed his last two. He hasn't been great at the foul line tonight. Shot is up, and he misses again. That's three misses in a row for Rivas. He gets another shot.
Coughlin in for Commander.
3:11 left third quarter. 45-34, Milford Mill. Shot is up, and he misses that one, too.
Boy, oh
four
boy.
Free throws in a row missed by Rivas, and you don't see that very often.
Got past him. There's Jermaine Goodwin.
Goodwin with a shot. That won't go, and they got a break there. Rebound, though, by Milton. Milton got among the big men underneath. Gets the ball out to Obasi. They work it in the corner now to Turner. The shot is good. A three-pointer by Turner. Turner's just on fire.
Woo.
Turner. What a performance by Eric Turner.
Oh, now we're going to have that court.
48-34.
And we've had
over
TJ
bed.
Starting to really come unglued here, Pete.
Yeah, I think it might be time for a...
Yeah, timeout. I think Coach Manley wants a timeout.
He's full. He's got his hands up. Yeah, I think he's going to get it.
Sell his kids down. And now 14-point lead with maybe more.
48-34. TJ had that lead down to three. That was actually the score at halftime, but now it's 48-34. Still time, though. 2:43 to go, third quarter. They've looked awfully good in spots, but the shooting of Turner is killing him.
And just the overall play and how athletic this Milford Mill team is just, Turner can hurt you. Obasi can hurt you. Woods is a big body in there. He's hard to get around. You can't get around him. He's so Milton with the dishing and his quickness. And Goodwin. They just have quite a bench and have made TJ turn the ball over uncharacteristically more than they normally do.
20 points for Eric Turner. He has been deadly from that three-point range in the corner. He loves the corner. He's got three threes here in the third quarter, and all of them coming from deep in the corner. Putting that ball in play is Obasi right in front of us. Obasi just barely got that ball in to Milton. Milton with a crossover dribble almost got loose.
Ooh, got
now
he's
to the basket. Hands off to Woods, who can't handle a pass. And there's going to be a foul in there in the fighting for the ball. And I think...
Wow. I think they called on Braxton Foreman.
Yeah, it's going to go against...
Pulled on his arm.
Richard
Rivas.
Okay, Rivas gets the foul. And Woods, the big fella, and he's a good free throw shooter. Oh, he missed that one. Oh, he got it. It bounced back and went in. The shooter's touch by Woods.
Had the right backspin on it, Pete. Hit the front of the rim and went back.
And three free throws now for Woods. And he got another one.
16-point lead.
Obviously the biggest of the game. Here comes Giles with it for TJ. He played so well in the first half. Giles against Goodwin. He gets right by him. Gets it over to Foreman. Foreman being double-teamed in the corner. Brings the ball up. Now tries to switch the dribble. Has trouble. Gets it to Rivas. Rivas with it now. At 18 seconds on the shot clock. 2:16 in the third quarter. Rivas stops and pops from 10 feet and makes it.
I think I might get some stops at this defensive end to get themselves, see if they can work towards a single-digit lead.
Lead down to 14 now. And there's Goodwin. Goodwin backs in. Can't do it. Can't get all the way in. Gets the ball back out now to Milton. Milton using the screen from Woods with a pass to Woods. And Woods puts a hook shot up. Missed the hook shot. Can't handle the ball. And now it's kicked out of bounds.
It'll be TJ ball.
And it will be TJ ball. Milton Or rather,
Jordan Goodwin. Goodwin went off his foot.
Goodwin just, yeah, he kind of almost half kicked it out of bounds. It will be TJ Ball.
Now, the other Goodwin, but spelled differently, is in Jermaine Goodwin. TJ needs a bucket here. They got to be positive here at this end, at the offensive end now, for the rest of this ball game.
J.R. Poe brings that ball up over the timeline on the left side, bringing it up as they go left to right in front of us. Back to Rivas. Now Rivas at the top of the key. Rivas to Goodwin, or to Foreman. Couldn't get the shot to go, but I think it was
foul
Giles.
Woods, I think.
Giles came in, and I think got the foul.
I think it's Woods, so. Yeah, fouls on Woods.
Okay.
TJ's hoping, why can't, we need to make these so we get the three-point play.
At the line will be Giles. Giles with two shots here. Sean Giles makes things happen off the bench. First shot is up at all. He missed the free throw.
Boy, that was not even close.
No, you got a
substitution for
Kevin Oufua.
Number 12.
6'5".
Another one of those small
senior.
Small players.
6'5" senior now in.
All right, Giles with a second shot. It's up and it is good. He makes the second.
All right, now they got to get some pressure here and get another stop.
50-37, the score, 13-point lead, with 1:31 to go in the third quarter. Bringing that ball up is Goodwin. Goodwin racing to the basket, puts it up. Oh, and blocked by Foreman. I think he fouled. I think he got part of the wrist.
I don't know if they called on Foreman or Rivas. We'll see. Yeah,
maybe.
Personal foul on the Patriots. Zero. Richard.
It is Rivas. That's his second, I think. So each team has three team fouls.
50-37 the score, and it may go up.
Jordan Goodwin.
Around the rim and out by Goodwin.
TJ would like to see Foreman or if Rivas hit a couple threes here when they're down, get themselves back in this thing.
Second shot is up. That's no good either. Two missed free throws.
Giles with the rebound.
Leaping above everybody, it's Sean Giles, and Rivas will bring that ball up. Rivas over the timeline now at the top of the key with 1:14 to go, third quarter.
Coughlin passes
to Giles. There's J.R. Poe with a 10-footer.
That's there we go. Now they're inching their way back here.
They are. The lead down to 11, 50-39.
Uh-oh, don't let him go to the bench. Lost the ball out of bounds.
Marker. Marker will have two at the line. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry. Wow.
That fell out of his hands.
Yes, it did. I didn't see any foul there. Good.
Getting a good call there. He'll get two shots. Jermaine Goodwin with two. He's got 2 points today. 50-39. That's a tough call. Shot is up. He misses the free throw. Yes, there's some justice there. All right. Coming out is Braxton Foreman. Coming in now is Antoine Wright.
Brett Coughlin in for the Patriots.
Shot is up, and it is no good. He missed both free throws, and getting the rebound is Wright. And okay. Wright.
And cut it to single digits here, Pete.
Rivas. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Rivas driving to the basket, puts it up and in.
Now they got a 9-point game. There you go.
Great move by Rick Rivas. 50-41, the lead down to 9.
Probably.
Milton to Turner. Turner brings it up.
12 seconds difference in the shot clock and game clock.
They're working that ball down. Or working the clock down, I should say. Wright nearly had it stolen by Rivas. Wright goes to the basket, loses control of the ball. It'll be TJ Ball. Will it be TJ? No.
He said it went off. Richard got his hand on it.
Oh, no.
Wow. Foreman back in. Coughlin.
Jordan Goodwin will put the ball in play for Milford Mill with 15 seconds on the shot clock. He's going to have to hurry. He gets the ball way out to Eric Turner. And Turner will bring it up back over the timeline. Turner with another athletic move to save that from going out of bounds.
There's a mismatch there.
That's Wright. Goes right by him. Puts the ball up. A running right-hander is good.
Soft touch there by Milton.
Milton with a beautiful move to the basket.
Richard's going to have to get a shot off
Rivas
here.
Rivas with a three. He was in the cylinder. Rebound is up. Yeah. Good.
Nice job by Giles. That's helpful. That rattled in and out. And there's Giles again with the rebound. Put it back in with 1 second left.
52-43. And that's, time has run out here in the third quarter. Our score, Milford Mill 52, Thomas Johnson 43, as TJ hangs tough. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
It's free service at commuterconnections.org and start experiencing all the benefits of belonging. That's commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. Bob Nacy is our producer at WFMD Studios. Remember, tonight, 7 o'clock, it'll be the Frederick girls in action against CM Wright, if we can make it up the expressway there. That's going to be a...
Here we go with the last quarter, Pete.
Rick Rivas from left to right. TJ can cut the lead further. They've got it down to 9 now. TJ hanging tough, refusing to give in. Rivas with it now. Rivas, top of the key, Antoine Wright for TJ. Wright puts up the 10-footer. Oh, around the rim and out. And the rebound is taken down by Turner. Turner's everywhere.
Outstanding basketball player for sure.
Milton with it. Milton, top of the key.
Ooh, almost thrown by Giles.
Goodwin puts up
the shot. Got an offensive foul.
Offensive foul on Goodwin.
Yes. Good job by Richard Rivas. Got his body right between him. He was set.
Jordan, that's Jordan Goodwin.
Now TJ's got to take advantage of their possessions here.
Giles will put the ball in play. What a game he has played. He gets it into Rivas.
Giles, Poe, Wright, Foreman, and Rivas.
There's Rivas. Rivas going down the lane.
Nice pass.
Oh, he passes off to Poe. J.R. Poe puts it in on the pass from Rivas.
Down to seven.
52-45. TJ continues to work hard.
Almost stolen.
Milford Mill. Turner with a three. Oh, that won't go. Rebound. Fox taken down by Antoine Wright. Ahead it goes to Giles. Giles double team. Giles stops the dribble.
Oh, he's fouled. Almost
through the wall. Wow, and it'll be the ball goes off of Rivas. It'll be somehow Milford Mill ball.
Boy, I tell you what, I thought Sean was mugged there. Yeah. They didn't call it.
No call. 6:53 left in the game. 52-45.
Oof.
They could have had the lead down to 5 or even 4 there.
But the officials are talking something over. I'm not sure. Maybe they're going to change the call.
They
stepped out of bounds.
I think they should, but they won't.
Well, we're waiting.
They're conferring. Now they're going to... They're talking to Coach John Manley now.
They call a foul. No?
They still have not made a decision.
I'm not sure what was that about, but anyway.
No, I guess...
Milford Mill ball.
It is Milford Mill ball. Goodwin puts the ball in play to Milton. Milton will dribble against Rivas in the backcourt with 6:47 left in the game. As they pass that ball around, it comes to Goodwin. Jordan Goodwin gets it over to Eric Turner. Turner being guarded by Antoine Wright, and Wright doing a good job on him. Goodwin back to Turner. Turner driving to the basket, puts it up and in.
Got quick first step and got by Antoine.
That's too much.
Yep.
Too much speed. And now the lead at 9 again, 54-45 for Milford Mill. Here comes Rivas, top of the key. Rivas guarded by Milton. Rivas driving to the basket, puts it up and in. And
yes.
It will count. They'll be the and one for Rivas, and the lead is down to 7. It could go to 6.
Well, I tell you what, Richard's taken over a little bit here as far as his ability to go to the bucket.
He just feels he can drive on right and get it down to the basket. He keeps doing it.
Shaw Giles gets a breather. Boy, he's played very well today for TJ.
What a
Zay Brooks back in, so I guess Zay has got the cobwebs out and he's okay to go.
Performance by Giles. Rivas. Oh, he got the free throw, too.
Now we're down to 6.
Rick Rivas. As we thought he would.
Antoine Wright going to get a break, and he's played well.
54-48. We have 6:19 left in the game. TJ very much in it.
Bennett Commander now back in for the Patriots.
The winner gets to take on Stephen Decatur or Pauley on Saturday afternoon for the state title.
And that game will follow this one.
Goodwin. Goodwin driving to the basket. Goodwin puts it up. The ball was blocked, but it goes in anyway, and there's a foul.
What a shot by Goodwin.
How do you stop Eric? Oh, my goodness.
It's Jordan Goodwin. What a shot off the glass. Boy, not much you could do there. Pete, had everybody there, the hands up, and still was able to get it over their hands and put the right angles on it.
I didn't think there's any way that ball was going to go in, but
nope.
It did. 56-48. What are you going to do? That's talent.
Yes,
Jordan
indeed.
Goodwin.
Getting the basket when he needed it.
And Goodwin's free throw. Shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound fought for. Rivas gets knocked down. And Braxton.
3A West, 3A state semifinal. We had a little problem with our equipment as we had a player running through it to the table. And we're back. 5:40 left in the game. Milford Mill, 58. Thomas Johnson, 48. TJ has the ball underneath their own basket. Out to Braxton Form on the top of the key. Zay Brooks, left elbow to J.R. Poe. Spin, shoots, 10 foot, no good. Rebound, Milford Mill. Eric Turner on the rebound, and Milton bringing the ball up now for Milford Mill. 58-48, Milford Mill with the ball way out front. Zay Brooks on Milton. Over to Obasi. Obasi with J.R. Poe on him. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Jordan Goodwin. Jordan Goodwin with 6 seconds. 4 seconds. He'll shoot a three. No good. Rebound. Obasi. Obasi can't make the shot. Bennett Commander on the rebound. Zay Brooks out on the left side. Crossover dribble. Spin. Back to Foreman. Foreman at top of the key. Drives the right lane. Over to Giles. Giles. Left hand. Back to Foreman. Foreman. Top of the key. Loses the handle. Stolen by Milton. And Obasi comes up with the ball. He's trapped. Milton. Gordon. Goodwin with the ball to the bucket. And no good. Woods with a shot. No good. Bennett Commander on the rebound at the Foreman. 4:16 left in the ball game. Foreman down the left side. Goes to shoot the three. Hits J.R. Poe. Poe. Shot and foul. Foul by Darius Woods for Milford Mill. J.R. Poe goes to the line for two. 4:08 left in the contest. Milford Mill leading by 10, 58-48. J.R. Poe for his first shot, up and good. Richard Rivas back in the ball game. And for Milford Mill is Jalen Parker. J.R. Poe with his chance to cut the lead to 8. Up and good. 58-50, 4:08 left in the contest. TJ with a little pressure backcourt.
Obasi down the lane, up and scoop shot, and in.
Hugo Obasi.
Back to 10. Rivas down the right side.
Okay, I guess we're back on.
Foul.
All right, we got back. We had a collision. A player went into our equipment, and we lost communication there. We're back. The score is 60-50, a 10-point lead for Milford Mill. 50. The shot is up, and it is good by Rivas. Rivas with another free throw for Thomas Johnson, and the score now 60-51. Around the rim and out. The second shot is no good. Rebound
Giles
taken
with the rebound.
By Giles. So Giles keeps TJ with possession. They're down by 9 with 3:45 to go. Braxton Foreman with it now. Foreman at the top of the key. Foreman keeps the ball. Foreman passing over to Antoine Wright, or rather to J.R. Poe. Long shot is no good. Rebound is taken away by Obasi. Obasi has it to Wright.
To Milton.
Milton drives to the basket.
Stolen.
Go. The rebound goes the other way. Rivas will take it in. Rivas going coast to coast. Rivas puts it up. Rivas all around the rim and out. Tough break there. The rebound by Poe. J.R. Poe to the basket. Puts it up. Draws the foul. Two shots. J.R. Poe. The lead at only 9 now. 60-51 with 3:13 left.
Boy, would TJ love to have some of those back to get the potential three-point play, Pete. That one couldn't go. Hit the rim and roll back.
No question about it. It'll be Poe now at the line for two shots here. And JR 3-for-4 on the afternoon. Shot is up and no good.
We got to make those.
They've missed a slew of free throws here in this second half. And they still trail by 9.
Jermaine Goodwin back in for the Millers.
JR Poe now with the second shot here, his second free throw.
It's up and it is no good again. Two missed free throws by Jericho.
They're going to call a foul on
have a lane violation.
Lane violation on TJ. I think no.
And maybe on Milford Mill. So Poe gets another shot. Poe will get another shot here.
Cut it to 8.
3:13. That's all left in this boys state semifinal. Shot by Poe, and it's no good again.
Brooks.
Rebound by Rivas.
Brooks.
Rivas puts it up and in. Oh, no.
Zay Brooks.
He puts it up and in.
7-point lead. John Manley calls timeout.
So the lead down to 7. Big rebound there by Zay Brooks.
Needs some stops to play that defense. Maybe a little pressure in the backcourt.
We'll 60 see. To 53 is our score. Wow, amazing action here. As TJ has hung tough, refused to give up. That lead has gone back and forth between 10 and 5 points.
They could benefit from a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
A couple of them, that would be great. Richard went out because he had that. Got hit in the nose, but he's back in. It seems to be okay. He caught an elbow in the nose, but he's back in, and of course you weren't going to keep him out of this game.
Giles is staying in the game also as Milford Mill tries to put in play. They get into Eric Turner. Turner gets it over to Wright.
Milton,
and he gets it over to Goodwin. Goodwin brings that ball over the timeline, being guarded. Drives to the basket, stops, puts it up, won't go. Rebound is fought for underneath, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thomas Johnson ball. They trail by 7 with 2:54, so TJ continues to live on here.
Jordan Goodwin, he and J.R. Poe battling for it, and they said Goodwin hit it out, so TJ ball.
Giles will put it in play to Rivas now.
Jermaine Goodwin back in for Milford Mill.
All right, bringing that ball up now is Rivas. Rivas with that left-handed dribble. Rivas going down the lane. He kicks it back out to Foreman. Foreman at the top of the key. Foreman looking around. Gets it to on the left to Rivas again. Rivas trying to go towards the basket. Flips it over to Giles. Giles with the three. That won't go. Rebound tipped away and finally taken away by Turner.
Oh, stolen by Brooks.
Brooks stolen away from Turner. Puts it in. Zay Brooks with a tremendous play.
Eric Turner was looking around for it and was not paying attention. And Zay Brooks snuck in there and stole from him, made the bucket.
55. 2:20 to go in the game. TJ making a great drive here. And the fans loving it. In back of us, timeout call.
By Milford Mill.
And that's one called by Ryan Smith, the coach. And just when it looked in six or seven times, it looked like TJ was dead. They somehow come back.
Outstanding play by Zay Brooks. A heads-up play there.
Took it
Turner
right
was looking. He was looking the other way, thinking he had everything. He had the rebound, and he was going to be fine. And Zay Brooks came to from his right side, just stole from him and put it up. Big bucket there.
Zay Brooks with maybe the play of the game so far today. 60-55. That lead down to 5 points. The winner of this game will take on either Baltimore Pauley or Stephen Decatur on Saturday afternoon at 3. Those two teams will meet as soon as this game is over, about 5 o'clock. Don't forget the girls tonight will have on starting at 7 o'clock from Towson as Frederick takes on C.M. Wright in the girls 3A state semifinal.
We'll be hustling up 95 in the Beltway.
And then tomorrow night, of course, at 7 o'clock, it's Oakdale.
Yep. Plays Lake Clifton.
They'll be taking on Lake Clifton again, another Baltimore high school. And that'll be in the state 2A state semifinal.
7 o'clock start.
And that one will be on WFMD also.
Here we go. Milford Mill with the ball out of bounds.
All right. It'll be Ubasi putting it in play, or trying to.
We see.
There they go. They get it into Milton.
Crowd is really getting into it now.
Milton gets it to Ubasi.
Turner.
Turner under the basket. Turner moving towards the basket. Turner with a beautiful baseline move puts it in. What are you going to do?
Not much he can do.
The guy is just he's a great athlete.
6'5", and he had a slight advantage over Zay, and he's just moving around. There goes Brooks.
Brooks drives to the basket, puts it up in. Brooks answers.
What a scoop job. Scoop shot by Zay Brooks.
He answers. He comes all the way coast to coast and puts it in. The lead again is down. 2-5.
They definitely need to stop here, Pete.
62-57. The ball nearly knocked out of his hands by Rivas.
He called the foul.
But he fouled Milton.
But we're still not in the...
First foul.
That's only
Six fouls.
TJ's going to be shooting in one-on-one. Yeah. Miller has nine team fouls.
So putting the ball up play and holding his finger up is Ubasi. Ubasi gets it to Milton. Milton will be picked up by Rivas at midcourt. They get it back over to Ubasi. Ubasi to Goodwin. Goodwin top of the key. Goodwin into Turner. Turner moves towards the basket against Brooks. Loses the ball. TJ steals the ball and then loses it themselves.
As great play by Zay. Boy, Zay Brooks has really stepped up here in the last minute and a half.
Just come into his own and is stealing that ball.
And then the foul was on Turner.
62-57.
So he'll go to line for one-on-one. Good job by Giles.
Giles again in the middle of everything. We told you about him in the last, in the first half.
He and Brooks are really
He's just stayed in there. He's come off the bench and just stayed in there because he's playing so well. Giles.
Cut it to three.
Big free throws here. He misses. They missed five free throws in a row. He gets two.
Oh, it's two because it was a 10th foul.
So he gets that bonus shot.
Yep.
He will get another one.
They had nine going in, so it was a bonus. Now the officials
He's one for three.
Again,
one for three at the line.
Just one more, right. That's correct. That was Milford Mills' 10th foul, so that should be double bonus.
Giles can cut the lead to four. 1:27 left in the game. 62-57, Milford Mill. Shot by Giles. That one is good.
Nice touch there by Sean.
Giles comes through with a big one. 62-58. The lead down to four. Milton can't get by Rivas. A screen's going to be set now by
Woods.
Woods. With that ball is Goodwin. Goodwin with Rivas on him. Goodwin has nowhere to go.
Ubasi here with J.R. Poe on him.
Ubasi standing right in front of us. Ubasi going to move down the lane. Only 10 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to have to hurry.
Yep.
They get the ball to Milton. He gets fouled right at the end by Giles. And that shot clock was down to seven.
Yep. Sean would like to kick that back because they had it. They had him in a panic mode there with 7 seconds left.
59.4 left in the game now. We're down less than a minute. 62-58 Milford Mill.
And it'll be 1-1.
1-1 situation here for Ahmed Milton. Shot is up, and it's good. He makes it in the clutch. Milton.
That's what you need to do.
His first free throw of the afternoon. He's got 5 points. He picked a good time to make it for his team. Now a five-point lead against 63-58, but it's not over. Shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound is taken out by Braxton Foreman. The outlet pass goes to Brooks.
Called a block.
Offensive foul. Offensive foul, and it's a tough call. And the ball will go over to Milford Mill.
Holy moly, I can't believe that.
63-58.
I'm sorry, but that was right in front of us, Pete.
Very tough call.
Whew.
All right, into Turner. Eric Turner holds the ball, being triple-teamed. He gets rid of it to Milton. Milton moving towards the basket. Back it goes now to Goodwin. Goodwin now fires a pass to Milton. He's wide open, gets it to Eric Turner along the baseline. Back it goes to Goodwin. Goodwin is pushed with 38.4 seconds left.
Had to foul.
And that was, he'll get the 1-1, though. There won't be two.
Yep.
It'll be a 1-1 situation here for Goodwin.
They have two more fouls. No, one more foul will be a double bonus.
TJ hanging in 63-58. It's still a two-possession game here. And a 1-1 situation here for Turner. Shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound taken by Foreman. He gets it to Zay Brooks. They're down by five with 34 seconds to go. TJ still with a chance. Rivas along the baseline. Squeezes it up. It bounces around the rim. Won't go in. The rebound is up. That won't go.
Foul.
And a foul. Two shots for TJ at the line.
I'm not sure who gets the... It might be Giles going to the line.
27.2 seconds left. A five-point margin and two shots at the line here for Giles. He made his last free throw after missing a couple. See what he can do here. Two shots. He'll get two. The bonus in effect here. 63-58 our score. He can cut the lead to three if he can make both. It's 27.2 seconds left in this game. And it's been an epic battle. Shot is up, and he made
ooh,
it.
There you go.
Bounced around the rim and went in.
Had enough backspin on it to hit off the front of the rim and go in.
Oh, my goodness. 63-59. He can cut the lead to three. It would be a one-possession game if he can make this with 27.2 seconds left. Giles' shot is up, and it's no good. The rebound is fought for and nearly taken by Poe.
Had it.
I thought he had it, too. But racing up court is Milford Mill, and it's going to be a foul right in front of the Milford Mill bench with 21.2 seconds to go. And now it's a double bonus for Milford Mill.
That's on Zay Brooks.
And Eric Turner, the one guy you don't want to see go to the line. It's Eric Turner, who is absolutely killed TJ with his athleticism and his shooting. 15, 17, 20, 22. He has 24 points, and he can add to that here. He's got two shots at the line. 63-59 is our score. 21.2 seconds the time left. Turner doesn't miss. Shot is up, and it is no good.
Good job, Pete.
I jinxed him.
That's right. This time it worked.
I jinxed him. I'll have to say how wonderful he is at the line again.
Yes.
63-59, 21.2, TJ lives on. Shot is up. It's good. That was good.
5-point lead here. They got to get down and get a three.
No question they got to get the three here. Braxton Foreman.
Nice pass in to Childs.
Oh.
Out to Rivas for three.
Out is Rivas. Oh,
no.
It won't go either. Two missed shots there. The rebound, and that could do it.
Yep.
With 9.2 seconds left, that should do it. But I'll tell you, TJ fought to the end. Just couldn't get those shots to go. You can't ask anything more from this team. They have given it all, nothing out on that floor. 64-59, and
they cut a, was it 14-point lead down to three.
Yeah.
They fought hard. When you use up a lot of energy, Pete, when you're trying to battle from behind.
64-59 is our score. They just couldn't get quite over the hump. Shot is up, and it's good, and that'll put the last nail in the coffin. 65-59 with 9.2 seconds. They would have to get a three and then immediately get the ball back and get another three, and that's pretty unlikely.
Sean taking a seat, but he's played a heck of a game tonight. Sean Giles.
Second shot up and good. That makes it 65-59. Well, I'll tell you, this Milford Mill team knows they were in a game this afternoon.
Yes.
Foreman tried to spin along the line. He loses the ball. And then Turner, or rather Goodwin, finishing it off. And our final score is 68-59. It was a lot closer game than that score is going to indicate. Because TJ had that lead down to three in several junctures.
Disappointed, of course. They come down here knowing they had the team that could go to play in that championship game. And certainly they're both teams respecting one another as they greet each other here after the ball game. They know Milford Mill's an outstanding team, but Milford Mill also understands that what outstanding team Thomas Johnson is.
They do know that. And, of course, a lot of these players will be back again for another try next year.
The starters, TJ will lose Braxton Foreman, Antoine Wright, Brett Coghlan, and Michael Concepcion. The four seniors they will lose. Everybody else is back.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with our post-game show. Our final score again, Milford Mill 68, Thomas Johnson 59. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
A great effort by Thomas Johnson. Came up just short, 68-59. The winner of the state semifinal game is Milford Mill. And Milford Mill will go on to take on either Stephen Decatur or Baltimore Poly, whoever wins the next game here. Looking at the scoring for Thomas Johnson, there's a lot of heroes. Rick Rivas, 16 points, 8 points for Zay Brooks. What great plays he made in the second half. 11 points for J.R. Poe, 17 points for Braxton Foreman, who had a great first half. And 7 points for Sean Giles, who came off the bench to play maybe the game of his life.
Indeed he did, Pete. That was an outstanding effort by Sean. And those are the kind of kids that can make a difference in a ball game like this at this time. And he certainly did. Just shots wouldn't go. Turnovers hurt them. They had the battle back. When you're battling from behind, you know, you get tired. You got to use a lot of extra energy. But the kids did it from TJ. They battled with it. It was 14-point lead, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
And cut it to three. Just couldn't get over the hump. Like you said, it was unfortunate. But what an outstanding season by the Patriots. And I know it's something that Carrot still be in front, dangling in front for next year.
They finished 23-4 on the season. Milford Mill now 22-2 as they get ready for the state championship game on Saturday. We'll have the girls 3A game. Frederick, the defending state champion, taking on CM Wright, will be on the air at 6:50 from Towson's University
tonight.
So hopefully, yeah. Well, I'm optimistic.
Yes, that might be.
I'm optimistic there'll be very little traffic. And we'll see you there. And, of course, don't forget the game tomorrow night. Oakdale will be taking on Lake Clifton, and that'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That also carried live on WFMD. Final score here once again, 68-59, a tough loss for Thomas Johnson. They played their hearts out, and a couple of bounces here or there, and they might have pulled that thing out. For Steve Nibbs and Bob Dacey, I'm Pete McLeod. A good afternoon to you from the Xfinity Center at College Park.
Frederick County Basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend. Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.